to help bring those customers in.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Buddy, what are you doing? I thought you were still in Vegas.
No, I got home Saturday night.
Oh, my God. Tell me all about it, dude.
Oh, it's so good.
Bro.
Start to finish. No golf, just hung out with my wife. My buddy didn't come out, so it was just my wife and I. Did a bunch of pool time and did casino time.
Did you?
Time.
Yeah, dude. You guys, dude. That picture you took, her eating under Frank, that was the freaking, what a great picture.
It's cool, huh?
I never get to sit under the big picture like that. That's awesome. That was fucking awesome.
It is awesome. And the funny thing was, we had this fucking tool bag sitting next to us at first who was fighting with his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
And just a guy that shouldn't be in there, right?
Sure, yeah, right.
And he tried to pay his tab with his ticket with the chips.
Okay.
We're
yeah. Great.
Like, no, we don't take chips here.
Yeah, you moron.
Oh, I do it all the time. She goes, okay, let me go get Tommy. This big dude walks right over. He goes, hello, sir. What can I do for you? I don't want to pay my check in chips. We don't do that. Oh, I always do it. You've never done it.
Yeah, right.
It was like the greatest little. Then Frank's eyes are looking down on this guy like, get this fucker out of here.
Yeah, sounds like an idiot.
But it was great. Yeah. How you doing?
Dude, doing great, man. Tell me, so you win?
I grinded hard to get back to even.
Got it. Okay.
Down a couple, then I was up a few, and then I was down a little, and then, you know.
Right.
Little roller coaster.
Yeah.
Very little runs.
Yeah.
Playing like idiots. These Japanese guys playing $2,000 a hand, and they don't even know what they're doing. I don't understand it.
Really?
Yes. Driving me nuts, so I had to leave the table all the time. Another guy came up with splitting tens.
Not good.
Well, yeah, six. The dealer's got a six. He's splitting. He's got 20.
Oh yeah, no good.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I kept having to get up and walk around and regroup.
Brutal. And did you play? You stay at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what'd you think of Jose Andreas?
Was awesome. So good.
Dude, fucking great, right?
Our wait staff was awesome. They were giving us all kinds of free shit and opening champagne for us. And yeah, it was very cool. Very cool.
The place is mint on the inside, too, right?
Yeah, very cool. Loved it.
Yeah.
Of course, it took us, you know, we walk across the bridge and down to the casino and walk all the way through the whole fucking casino and do a U-turn back to right where we were to find the place.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You go out to where Cut is and then you probably,
yeah,
how
yeah,
far do you...
I didn't realize it was right on the strip there. So we walked all the way in and down and through the casino and back around, asked three different people where it was. Finally, the sheriff that was standing there goes, oh, let's go down these escalators, down another set, and it's right there.
Yeah, it's a little hard to find, but once you... And then well, you don't realize, once you're there, you're literally, it's a two-minute walk back to the Wynn. You know what I mean?
Right.
I actually like making that walk anyways, because you get to walk by all the nice stores and shit like that.
Kind of
nice.
Yeah, it's a little spot, that little
yeah.
wall there.
Yeah.
Sinatra's was great, and then I got my wife and I into Delilah's, which she had never been to, and that was a fucking hoot. She absolutely loved it.
I've never been to, so everybody says the same thing. Every single person that goes to Delilah's is like, dude, you got to go. It's awesome.
It is a hot spot, let me tell you. It's got a mini little Vegas show in there. Three different lead singers come out with these dancers in these white dresses, and they're dancing on these little side stages right in front of you, and great music. Otherwise, they're jamming 70s, you know, disco.
So say it to me. So tell me what it, so you go to eat there? You go have dinner?
Yeah.
It's dinner and the show, like all in one.
Correct. It's supposed to be a replica of like an old 70s California supper club.
Cool. That's fun.
Super cool, and the food's fantastic.
Amazing.
And drinks are great. It's a great place. You got to go there.
Okay.
It's
yeah, I have to. Good shit, dude. Very, very.
Anyway, business-wise, I'm looking for a one-carat marquee, something that's got a... slightly irregular cut. This lady's got a 2-stone ring that was very antique-y, so the one marquee that she still has in the ring is like got a wider table. It's really an antique-y kind of cut. I told her most likely it's not going to match perfectly, but you can find something that maybe has a little bigger table and a little seven in that 7x5 millimeter range.
I got options for you, brother. Good. Good
okay.
to go. I'll get you a couple different
yeah.
things. Nice.
We would refer to it as a shitty stone, so if you've got something that's got a good or fair cut on it, it's probably perfect.
Why?
Yeah. Flat.
What are you listening to, Red Clay Strays over there?
Huh?
What, do you got Red Clay Strays on back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure do.
Cheers, dude.
Sure do, dude.
My, John Mayer channel.
Fucking love the Red Clay Strays, dude. Your introduction. So you want it longer or you want it shorter? Or that doesn't matter?
Flatter and wider. But still have to somewhat fit into that 7x5 dimension.
7x5 ain't a marquee. 7x5 is an oval. Marquee's 9x5, 10x5.
I mean, sorry, 10x5.
Got it. Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what I was wrong
about that. Yeah. And I was supposed to call you Friday and have you order these so that they were here today, and I fucking totally spaced.
And you forgot. Well, you were in fucking Vegas, dude. Oh, dude, you just reminded me of something else. Nice. Good fucking reminder, bro. All
right.
Nothing having to do with you, but a great reminder. My God.
Good. I love those.
Yeah, because I would have definitely fucked that up. I'd have definitely.
Yeah, see what you got, and whatever. We'll see. I'll put it in the setting and see if she likes it or whatever. I told her it's never going to look exact without having something completely custom cut.
Okay. Let's do it. And then, I just reached out to my host at Palazzo for Metallica tickets. If I get Metallica tickets, I'll tell you, and maybe we can do a – maybe you want to do a weekend out in Vegas, and I think it's in October.
All right. Yeah.
I'll let you know. I'm looking to get back. I got to get back.
My daughter not just, but a few months ago saw Red Clay Strays at Red Rocks, and she absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I think you told me about that. A fucking Red Clay Strays would be amazing, yeah.
That was her first show at Red Rocks.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I do remember you telling me that. All right, let me go work on this, and I'm on it for you.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, buddy.
Fuck you.
All right, buddy.
Have
bye. You too. Bye.